Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Morning, man.
Oh, 747. Don't forget, if you missed any of my interview with Josh and Roy of Stone Sour, check out the Plan B Morning Show Diaries. We'll have it on there for you. And more interviews to come. I still got plenty more from Sonic Boom.
That's right. WIRX.com.
Yeah. Let's talk sports, all right? I'm going to use this next platform to talk sports. What a crazy weekend.
Crazy weekend of sports,
did
man.
Did you catch anything? How did Michigan do?
Michigan, ha.
Did they lose?
They won.
Oh, did they win? Good.
They are the worst 5-1. Are they 5-1 right now?
5-1.
The worst 5-1 team I have ever seen in my life.
They're 19 now on the AP Top 25. Michigan State 5-1. Yeah. They're at number 18. Notre Dame sitting at 13. Ohio State number 6. Wisconsin 5. Penn State, believe it or not, number 2 on
killing
the AP poll.
They're killing it.
That's crazy, man.
I think they play Penn State. They're
shaking
week.
Off the old Paterno stuff.
So
some college ball going on. I got to talk about NFL, though, and I'll get to my little rant here in a second, but the Bears pulled one off against the Ravens.
I saw a few games yesterday, but yeah, there's a lot of surprises yesterday.
27-24 in overtime, Bears win. The biggest surprise to me, absolute biggest surprise, Jay Cutler and the Miami Dolphins beat.
Killing it.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Right.
Cutler beat the Falcons.
While smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, his cigarette in his mouth the whole time.
I just love his face. No matter if he wins, loses, he always just looks like he's just pissed.
Just like, whatever. Just give me home to my hot wife.
Just give me my money.
I'm sure they're going to find something to complain about that I did. I won the game, but they're still going to bitch. So that was a big deal. Rams beat Jacksonville. LA Rams are actually looking decent.
Yeah.
New England barely beat the Jets. What is going on with the Patriots?
Yeah, they're just skimming by, man. I think they're short on their receiver crew, aren't
but
they?
But still, though, I mean, with a quarterback like Brady, you should still be. I mean, they're stacked all the way. Yeah, I know. God. And lastly, Saints beat up on the Lions physically. Like, it not just scores. Like, they were hammering
the Lions. You know
what's
unbelievable? Drew Brees, 38 years old.
Yep.
And just looks like he just got out of college.
Brees, now, at least for us, because I think because he's so far south, we don't pay attention to a lot of the southern teams like Miami, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You think about it. I can't think of the times, like when I think of quarterbacks, I don't think about Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, but he is damn consistent, and he puts up some
underrated.
Good numbers.
He is.
I mean, the thing is, though, is that he's not. He either has a really good season or
terrible season.
Terrible. He doesn't have that middle ground.
I followed Drew Brees through college, too, when he played at Purdue. I just loved because he pretty throws the ball, and I was always fascinated by that. And just watching him growing up as a QB,
it
was kind of like, I kind of want to be like Drew Brees.
Yeah, man. Dude.
The boy can toss the ball.
He's got a hell of an arm strength.
And for as tall as he is, he does very well in the NFL.
Yep. Yeah. You know? So they just smoked him up. The last thing I want to talk about is obviously the GOAT, Aaron Rodgers, goes out second series of the game.
Ain't no Brett Favre is the GOAT. There ain't no Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, maybe we'll sign Brett Favre back to finish off the season
why
for
not?
Us. That would be, oh my God, it'd be amazing.
You know, he could do it.
He could do it. He's in better shape now than he was when he retired from the NFL.
Seriously.
So here's my thing, and I'm going to say this right now. It was a cheap shot by Anthony Barr. Absolutely cheap shot. If you want to argue with me on that, go ahead. Rodgers, the ball was gone. I'm not saying that he couldn't have got hit, but he wrapped Rodgers up, put him to the ground. There was no need for it. He could have easily pulled up and held Rodgers. He didn't even need to hit him.
Yeah.
He took a cheap shot. And I know,
Rodgers, I wish I would have seen it live because you showed me a couple of replays, but they're all slow motion.
They're slow motion.
It's kind of hard to judge in slow motion.
It wasn't a terribly hard hit. Right. And again, I understand, before people start calling Rodgers, I know he was out of the pocket. Mm-hmm. That totally negates anything. The fact of the matter is, it was a cheap shot. Anthony Barr knew it. Everyone else knows it. And there was no reason for him to go to the ground with Rodgers on that. Broke his collarbone. Easily could have pulled up. So that's my take on it.
Yeah. If he wouldn't have gotten hurt, though, we wouldn't be, I mean, obviously we wouldn't be talking about
No, we wouldn't. But still, though, I guarantee it still would have been discussed as that hit shouldn't have happened.
Right, right.
I mean, that's how it is. And, of course, woulda, shoulda, coulda, hindsight's 20/20.
So how he's gone for what, 7 weeks?
He was gone 7 weeks last time he broke a collarbone, but that's when he broke his left one. He broke his right one this time. So throwing shoulder.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And also, I will say, too, our sports guy, Wolfie, of course, comes in here and has a few choice words. I'm going to tell you right now, and this goes out to Wolfie, this does, and anyone else there. If you are someone that cheers for someone getting hurt, you're a piece of garbage. You're a piece of... There are players I don't like. There are players I absolutely can't stand. But I would never wish anybody to get hurt. If you are celebrating Rodgers getting hurt, you are a pathetic piece of human garbage.
I don't know what Wolfie said to Brock this morning, but when I came in, Brock was right away just... You know what?
Yeah.
Sick of this.
Shouldn't have said anything. It's not like I walked over there and said, oh, the Lions got their ass kicked, Wolfie. What do you think about that? Same thing. I saw it all over online. Anyway, so if you're rooting for someone to get hurt, you're a piece of crap, and I hope you get hit in the balls or the taint, wherever.
On Rock 107 WIRX.
Such an idiot.
Good morning, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
How you doing, man?
So, you and I were just talking. You finally pulled the trigger on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Now, I finally pulled the trigger. I thought, let's go back a little bit. I've always been an eBay guy.
Yep.
I don't know why. I've always started with eBay. Yep. I've stuck through thick and thin. And finally, last night, I'm like, you know what? Hell with it. I'm getting Amazon Prime. Let's try this out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, two-day shipping.
Yeah, anything that's Prime, two-day shipping.
You know, the reason I got it, my mom got Amazon Prime, and I ordered something through her because I needed it quick, and damn, did it come quick.
Yeah, isn't there an Amazon facility, like, up on the way to Milwaukee?
I don't know. I think there is. There's got to be, because that thing came so fast, man. I couldn't believe
like
it.
Like you on prom night, huh?
Yeah, damn right.
Right. Oh, my God. No, and see, for me, I was telling you, we took advantage of doing the free trial, and then we got rid of it because we wanted to watch a couple things. It was for Walking Dead when we were trying to get caught up.
Yeah.
So we did that, and then we got rid of it because I think what, for me, it was like, oh, $99 right now. But then when you think about it, or I could split it up over however many months, and it's nothing,
well, it's
really.
$99 a year, right?
$99 a year, yeah. So I think I'm going to do it, too. I buy a lot of stuff online. And, like, there's little specialty things that you really can't find anywhere else.
So here's the problem, though. Let me just give you a piece of advice. When you do get it back, see, for me, it was the first time. So I'm like, oh, this is great, man.
Yeah.
So last night, I'm just buying stuff I don't need because I know I'm going to get it quick, and I just want to buy stuff. I'm one of those impulsive buyers.
Oh, yeah.
It's always late at night. It's always like 1 a.m. I'm laying in bed.
Yep.
Got nothing better else to do. I'm thinking about, oh, it was pay week last week. I guess I could.
I got money to burn, baby.
Spare a few hundred on Amazon Prime.
So what did you buy?
Oh, my God. Well, last night I bought a new military backpack. I'm a backpack guy. I always got to have a backpack on me.
You do. You bring a backpack into work lots of days. Most days.
And it's full of stuff that I just really don't need. Whistles and baseball cards.
You always got your bug out bag ready, but right. You're completely unprepared.
So listen to this. I bought that. I bought four MREs last night, which were $50.
What are MREs?
Meal ready to eat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a military, like a sea ration kind.
Why? You don't need that.
You might need it at some point, Brock. You never know.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? They have a shelf life of 1,000 years. I'm trying to think of what else I bought. Oh, I bought a little mini fishing pole last night.
Did you? Good. See that? I like.
Well,
good,
I thought we were going camping this weekend, so I bought a bunch of camping stuff.
And now
we're not going. So
yeah, we got the brew fest. We meant 2 weekends from now. Yeah.
I guess I didn't read the fine print.
You dummy.
Right.
You dummy.
Now I'm like $400 deep into camping equipment that I'm not going to need.
It's the kayak all over again.
Right.
Damn it.